Hey, this is Sean Goh, and you're listening to the 8th episode of True to Size.
What's up, listeners? My name is Alan Martinez, and I am your host. I was going to say today, but
forever.
For all the episodes. I am joined by my brothers, Alvin Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Hopkins.
What up, what up, what up?
And unfortunately, our biggest bro, Joel, couldn't make it today due to some emergency. Prayers and love to you, big bro.
Yep.
You guys are listening to True to Size, a most of the time weekly podcast where we get together and chat it up about feet-hugging things that we call sneakers. Mm-hmm. I just want to throw out a disclaimer just right now because we're recording or trying to record through game one of round two of the NBA playoffs. Raptors are up, I think.
Yeah.
I can't see the score. There's a female head in my way.
Up by nine. Oh, shit. LeBron just reversed up.
Oh, God. Today, we have a special guest.
First ever.
Sort of, like, maybe first half.
Jomar,
yeah, little man.
How am I supposed to live up to that?
We are graced by the presence of none other than Sean Goh.
Yo, what's up, guys?
How's it going, Sean?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, good. Before we get into what Mr. Sean Goh has been about, and we're going to be chatting about collabs and most likely more collabs, some new tech, and another community-driven project. But first,
ow.
Fire round. I'm very sorry. Was that really loud? I'm going to turn myself down right now. Let's go with regrets. We're going to go around the table and talk about one purchase and probably one shoe you've sold that you regret selling and or buying.
Whoa.
I have my answers. You guys want me to start it off just so it gives you time?
Sure.
Okay. So, I regret wholeheartedly selling my Air Max Lunar 90s, the moon landing colorway.
Oh, yeah, you did sell those, yeah.
I don't know why. That was so dumb.
It's really dumb.
That was so dumb. Yeah, the idiot. I do plan on getting them back one day. We'll see.
Did you get good money for it?
We'll see. I did.
But is it about the money?
It was at that time, to be honest with you. Yeah, but I fully regret it now.
Yeah.
Purchases, too many. Lawrence?
Purchases, yeah, like you said, too many back then. I'm getting more refined now, so I don't make too many regrets. The only thing I can think of would be my DB2s that I sold. I think maybe 2 years ago I sold those. I got good money for them, but I was just like cleaning space, and I was like, I'll get a lot for these.
I think that's exactly what I went through with my moon landings.
But I don't think I would ever buy them again, so I guess it's not a huge regret, but it was one of those things that I got for a really good deal and then sold, so meh.
Sean, what comes to mind?
Biggest regret for a purchase would be, honestly, like, my problem is I buy just too much.
Really? So, I didn't even notice.
buy things?
So, like, if I find a silhouette I like, then I'll go buy, like, every single color that comes out. So, specifically, I'll go maybe, like, the Flyknit Trainer.
Mm-hmm.
After that white and black one, I was like, okay, since the racer's gone, I'm going to get that one, and I got the gray one, and then I got the blue, the pink, the yellow.
Oh,
yes!
So,
Sean is a completist, if you haven't noticed.
I got issues, man, but in terms of like selling, I'd say titanium 23s.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Did you line up for them?
I camped out for like a day.
Damn.
What was your reason to sell them in the first place?
Just money, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Alvin, what comes to mind when you hear regrets?
Nothing really.
Oh, words like that? I just do perfect decisions.
If I had to sell a pair of shoes, it was always good for a better reason.
A good reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear that.
So priorities took over shit. Like, for example, I had the wickedest foam collection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did.
It hurt me that I sold them.
Yeah.
But
you didn't wear them much.
You never wore them, right?
Never wore them.
Yeah.
Sold them for a better cause.
Cause.
Which was a...
No,
wasn't
was,
for the
car. I know. That was years apart. I just wanted to try and make a point there.
But yeah, man. And then purchases?
Yeah.
Fuck, there's a lot, man.
It's always that buyer's remorse that hits us, I think.
It's just the outlet to make it too easy.
You just look at it and it's like, why the fuck did I buy that? and you just want to get rid of it for so cheap and no one wants it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so true.
Donate it.
Just buying shit to buy shit. Those are all of my purchase regrets. Oh, it's on sale?
It's cheap.
Oh, you mean I get extra discount on that extra discount?
Sure.
Yeah.
Down.
Sure, give me four.
Let me buy it.
Yeah.
Give me four. It's not in my size. I'll take it.
It's all right.
All right, moving on. This week in kicks. Nike's fly print. I just showed you guys what that was about.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. It's
cute. Pretty sick, eh?
I like it.
It's like a 3D print upper. If you haven't seen the video yet, I believe it's on Nike.com in their news website. But it's like, it's cool. It's just 3D print and it's just layers and layers of print. But it's just very thin and you can tell that it like still holds its own. Mm. Do you guys think this is going to be the future? Do you guys think that 3D print is going to have like value in the sneaker industry and like to replace maybe the Flyknit? Because apparently this is a lot lighter than the Flyknit as well.
It just seems a lot more expensive. Like I can only imagine how much
to get
it
made, right?
To print 3D print on a shoe. Yeah. It's got to be a lot.
And the durability?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
I was questioning that too. Yeah.
How was the adhesive and...
Well, yeah, one of the first things that they say is that it's not a solution for footwear tooling.
Mm.
It's just something that... it's
probably like step one of something that will get evolved over time, right?
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
It's interesting, though. It's just cool to see innovation happening.
Yeah.
Like using outside technologies
like
on sneakers.
Adidas is, what is it, Futurecraft?
Futurecraft 4D. Even like, I don't know, just any innovation on
shoes. Have you guys tried those on?
No.
Nope.
No, not even you, Sean?
They haven't come out anywhere.
Really?
Who has? Canada.
I feel like someone has out of our sneaker crew.
A Mare.
Maybe Mare did? Hardy Girl?
Oh, she tried them on, I think, but I don't think she was able to purchase.
Okay. Well, the fly print's going to debut on the Zoom Vaporfly Elite fly print. They're going to create some, I think, just for like Nike's distance runners. So like how they did it last year for the...
Breaking 2.
Exactly. Yeah, I think they're going to try to do it again.
Yeah.
So...
Cool concept.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it'll get traction overall. It's like the auto-lacing thing that they did with the...
Yeah, do you think that would catch on if it was more affordable?
Either one would. It's affordability is a huge factor for a lot of people.
Super true. And just to have like the newest shit.
Yeah. Like it's cool to have an auto-lacing shoe, but it's not cool to spend $700 on it just so you can... Like, I know how to tie my shoes at
that
this
would
point.
Be a purchase regret.
Yeah. There's one.
So we said that we were going to talk about collabs. Did you guys see the new Atmos collab? The like the red curry and then the green curry?
Yeah.
What do you guys think of those at first impression? Soft. Alvin, you're shaking your head.
It's like, it's so mediocre.
Really?
It doesn't look like a collab to me.
Yeah.
Like
that's what I
considering
thought
if you take a look at whatever Atmos has put out previously and then you look at those two, it's like the most GR looking sneakers. And it's just like, I don't know.
Is that officially a collab or?
I believe so from the article that I saw. Yeah.
That sucks.
I mean, compared to their We Love Nike pack that just released, I think.
It's just way different in like caliber. Yeah.
Like there's something special about those.
When you think about Atmos, you think about like funky, wild, like outrageous designs. And then you see that and it's just like.
Very safe.
It looks like it could have been a 1987 release of
it. It was like an basic. It's just an homage to the OG Curry Air Max 1. Yeah. Do you guys think that there's just too much collabs happening maybe with Atmos?
I don't know if it's too much because like the We Love Nike pack is really cool.
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know. I don't know if they had maybe didn't have as much power to change it as they wanted or I don't know like what their like design ideas came from, but
just feels kind of lazy.
Yeah, it just feels very simple. Unless that's what they were going for. Like not everything has to be outrageous, I guess, but
yeah.
Not for me. Everything has to be outrageous for me.
Because when I showed you guys that, I showed Joel. I think Joel thought it was kind of cool, but he wasn't very like,
gung-ho.
Oh my God. Yeah, if only he was here. Sad face. Speaking of other collabs, though, with Acronym and Off-White and all their other colorways, do you guys like think that too is lazy? Or do you kind of like the way that those collaborations are being rolled out in terms of same shoe, different colors.
I don't have a problem with same shoe, different color. I just think it gets repetitive at a certain point.
Yeah.
Like one or two is okay. Like I like the whole Jordan 1, like the Chicago and then the UNC. And if they did like another one, if they decided to do like whatever, like a bread, like that would be really cool. But like, I don't know, it gets repetitive after a while for me.
Have you guys seen any of like the leaked like the new Vapor Maxes and the Vapor Flies for the Off-White collection?
There's more Vapor Maxes coming out?
Apparently, it's going to be like crazy like highlight colors. Like really? pink and oranges.
I think I saw, was it an Air Max 90?
And like the, red or
the
something?
Purple, the purple looking one.
What? Oh, shit. I didn't see that. There's a lot. Yeah, there's a ton. Yeah, no. there was a collab, I think, that's flying way under the radar. And it's Pada X Nike, the Airspan 2. Have you guys seen that one?
I have.
Nice touches. And mm-hmm. it's like super simple. And it's just got like the Pada branding on the tongue.
I think they're going to push the Airspan a lot this year.
You think so, eh?
Yeah, like summer to like fall. It seems like it's going to be their focus. Yeah.
It's quite the nice silhouette. Mm-hmm. Super clean. Another collab that piqued our interest was the Skepta X Nike BW 97s. I know Alvin like... Alvin shared it with us first in the group chat. Mm-hmm.
And he's down.
They're so sexy.
Right? With the mismatch? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there was that one post that he shot and with like the apparel.
The track pants.
Oh my yeah. God. So sick. I don't know if I'd be able to wear like all white suit like that though.
Yeah.
Oh, an all white track suit?
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's got the cool like one red stripe, one blue stripe on one side.
I can't even wear like a white t-shirt.
Without it getting mucky?
No, I'm so bad. Like, even white laces on a pair of black shoes, I'm still scared. No.
Yeah, no, white laces terrify the shit out of me.
My Tinkers already have a stain on them.
Did you wear those today?
I got them less than 24 hours ago, and the laces are already stained.
Congratulations.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You got those today?
Yes.
Yesterday? Oh, yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday
Oh,
night.
No, sorry, yeah. You wore those today. I meant to ask you.
Got them last night, I wore them today, and they're already stained.
Sean, are you going to be getting the Skepta 97, BW 97?
They're all right.
Ooh.
They're okay.
For those that don't know, BW...
That's a big
I know, right? Well, if it's not...
That's a resounding...
Today I'm reviewing the...
On air. He actually has them already. It's under the table. That was just a segue. For those who don't know, BW stands for the Big Window. They dropped 1991, followed up the Air Max 90, obviously. Speaking of Air Max 90, do you guys remember that we mentioned the Air Max 90 / Air Max 1 hybrid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A few episodes ago?
Mm-hmm.
Those are coming out.
Yeah, I know. They're listening.
We spoke it into existence.
The leather, I think it looks really buttery. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we can find that review as well.
One of his 9 daily reviews.
Did any of you guys pick up the Blue Moon or Clay Green ones that dropped today?
I did.
I know one guy. The best hand pack.
You got both colors?
I got the Blue Moons a couple weeks ago. And
oh, yeah, you did. That review.
That review, you didn't see?
I did, actually.
Kaius, I know Kaius.
The listeners can't hear, but I'm rolling my eyes.
How are those quality-wise?
The suede's good. The white leather is
okay.
Pretty disappointing, actually.
Oh, no.
The Nubuck suede-y part is nice, though.
Yeah. But like, I had to go through a couple pairs to... pick like
the one you want.
Exactly.
I want the yellow ochre ones.
Those are
hitting.ca with the Europe? Truck red ones next week.
But the like the release today was Europe,
in store,
right?
Europe. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I love how they rolled out that pack. I think we talked about that earlier, but it's so cool.
Location based drops.
Yeah.
What's your favorite of the four though overall? Regardless of like
exclusivity.
Yeah. The blue.
Were you sleeping?
We just woke up from a nap.
Seven.
I checked the score and I looked back. Just didn't want to talk.
Oh no. Okay. My favorite is the yellow ochre. I'm going to definitely try to get those next
time. I'm going to say yellow too. Just because you don't see yellow on Jordans a whole lot. So it's cool to see.
Especially on the Jordan 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And JT.
From
wore
New
them.
Love.
Yeah. I was gonna
say true.
Really major release.
And also because JT wore them. Well, Sean's all of them.
I gotta go the green one, I think.
Yeah, the green one is very nice.
Where'd you pick them up from? 306?
306 and Foot Action Eden Center.
You got two pairs.
They're sitting.
So you got two. So just because they're sitting doesn't mean you have to buy two, Sean.
It's me, man.
That's an explanation.
Put that on the regret fire round.
Interview me in like 6 months.
What have you sold lately? Please. My Skepta BWs.
Air Max 90 in one.
Oh my god. Jordan 3, pure white. Lawrence, are you a fan?
Yeah,
I really like them.
But I'd then rather after a pure the conversation, money, I'd rather of, a pure money.
Ah, true.
Like, yeah, I'd rather a pure money. That's my answer.
Hmm. Wait, what? What's it?
It has Jordan an icy sole. Yeah, with no pure money
it's
branding on
all
it.
All white. Ugh.
So Alvin doesn't like it.
No.
No, I like it. They look really clean.
I'm not feeling the clear sole either.
It's just no. No? Sole, man.
It worked on the free throw lines like, for me, but it, I don't like it on the pure money.
I'm like the only one that appreciates clear soles.
I like clear soles, just not on that shoe.
Mm-hmm. Drake to Adidas?
Is a lie.
Still a question mark.
Why are you signing the tongue of the Jordan 4?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, that part confused me because I guess there's like... leaked pictures of like versions of the Raptor 4s that don't have his signature and then some that do.
But the official images have his signature. It,
yeah. Yeah.
The early release ones? I think who got them? Someone got them already.
I don't know.
Ink and Money?
But, did he? Yeah, he did. He posted something earlier today.
It has the signature?
Yeah. But man's been rocking three stripes like.
Maybe they just did it before the contract was up because the shoe didn't get created in a month. Like, his contract was done in February, yeah. So they could have made. They probably made it like 6 months ago.
But it's like not started that hard production. For them to like make other fucking tags to take off the signature. You know?
Why would you keep the signature? It'll sell more.
Super facts.
I think it's cool to be honest.
No,
like,
I love
Raptor
it.
And Drake and OVO and all it. That together. Like it's just I love that collaboration
so
already.
So sick.
So a Raptor, yeah.
But I'd be
that made me like them more. I think Alvin voted on our poll. He liked it less. I saw that. I posted. Do you guys like it more with or without the signature? On the tongue, and you voted no. You were like the first one to vote on the story.
Maybe he was just trying to skip it.
he missed.
I accidentally hit no.
Yeah, maybe whoops, he was just whatever. Trying to go to the next slide. Okay, that ends that. Because I thought it was like somewhat confirmed for the most part now.
I don't think anything. I don't know.
Is there a confirmed release date for that?
No, not yet. But apparently it's this month.
It's probably like crazy limited, right?
Yeah
it's an NRG. Our favorite term of the podcast. NRG. Speaking
it's
of crazy
energy.
Limited.
It's got a lot of energy.
The Cactus Jack 4s, the blue ones, mm-hmm. that are supposed to drop in June.
Mm-hmm.
13 to 15K made wow. pairs only.
That's crazy.
Soft.
A lot less than JT's what?
So Canada's going to get what?
7.
12. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and 12. Sean will have six of them.
What was what was JTH's run?
5,200 or something.
Oh, this was much less.
Half. 13,000 worldwide is not a lot, like, though.
No, it definitely isn't.
500 here, yeah, for that.
That's because JT loves us, and I love you too, JT.
Friend you. Of the show. Good
yeah.
guy. Good guy.
Travis Scott also was rocking another pair of fours. Did you guys see that?
That one leaked first. I don't know if you guys remember, but Kylie was wearing that one like 4 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and like everyone
reminiscent.
Was saying like it's like a Travis Scott, but it looks like an undefeated.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, forgot about it when the blue one leaked. Mm-hmm. And then he wore them again. And everyone was like, oh, shit. Because if you look at that picture super closely, it says Travis Scott on the heel.
Of the green
ones? Greenish gray, whatever it is. Yeah. It's not a Jumpman on the heel tab. It's the cross. You can see the cross.
Did you see the backside shot of the blue ones?
Yeah, they're mismatched.
Yeah.
Yeah, one and then the inside
and then
it
behind
says
the
Travis
tongue.
Scott. Yeah.
And then one says Air Jordan. Mm-hmm. So lit.
That's their new baby, I think. I wouldn't be surprised if Drake's leaving then. That's why they're bumping
Travis
up Travis
Scott
like
and
crazy.
JT.
Mm-hmm. They give Travis the better silhouettes though.
Yeah. So
I know, right?
And more power to do stuff.
Absolutely yeah. bonkers.
Oh, you want to change the back? Oh, for sure. Take off that heel tab.
He even had the Trunner too, way back. Did. That was kind of nice. I like those.
Those were cute. I like those ones.
It's nice color blocking on that.
I do not remember those.
Okay.
I will look it up.
Do it.
After.
Later.
This podcast.
Yeah.
Jumpman Wings program. Have you guys heard of that one?
Yes, as of today.
Before this recording, actually. So Jumpman has a like youth outreach program. It helps like at-risk kids stay out of trouble. And recently they teamed up with New Orleans' educational partners and they awarded like 10 scholarships to graduating high school students. And all of those scholarships came with Katrina 3s.
With their initials.
Yeah.
Stitched
so
in.
So sick. Did
right?
you guys know that the Katrina started as a PE?
Yeah.
For Derek
Anderson, right?
Yep. Yeah. In 2003. And then 3 years later, that's when they were part of like a special collection to be auctioned for the New Orleans.
Yeah.
outreach program, or to help with Hurricane raising Katrina. Funds. Yep. That was so freaking cool. And then they all got their own PEs.
They're nice. I've seen them in person already.
Yeah.
Quality's good.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
When did those drop?
Next weekend. Satin Shattered Backwards are this weekend.
They don't fit my feet anyway, so.
They go up to a 12 women's.
12 women's is only Sean, 10 and a half.
Yeah, Shaka got those.
I did enter the raffles today, but...
Did they go up to that size in...
Only up to 10.
In Toronto? Only up to 10?
I think I saw Hardy Girl's story, and it's what? TEC, or Eden Center Foot Action?
Foot Locker.
Foot Locker, Jumpman Store, and...
House of Hoops?
She said Livestock.
Oh, Livestock, is getting them too.
Yeah. Oh, man. I got to find time to reach...
Cool shoot. You're not going to have time. It's tomorrow is the last day.
Oh, cool. Good luck to all the guys and women who entered that raffle.
You just seen that size 10 list?
Oh, I can only imagine. Really, yeah, the biggest size. I feel like if you enter for like a 4.5, you're going to get it like
and
so
like,
easy.
Guaranteed, like you're going to catch all the resellers going for 100%, that. 100%,
yeah.
The biggest
size. Which kind of sucks because like I know. The girls finally get a really cool release and then all the guys are going to buy it.
Yeah, but it's only the big sizes.
Imagine you're a size 10.
All the guys are going to buy all of them.
What would have been cool is they like made sure a female was raffling off for like the lower sizes.
What?
Yes, no.
Oh, like made a woman win?
Yeah, no, not made it like not like rig it so that a woman wins a pair, but to even just like through the entry process, just to make sure that like, a woman is raffling for a woman's size.
Oh, I understand.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
Or they could have allocated specific bigger sizes for men's or something. I don't know. That would have been really cool. I want to get a woman's perspective, a female's perspective on like how they feel
about men entering for their shoes.
Yeah. That would definitely be.
If you want to get real, they enter for our shoes.
Discussion.
They don't have a choice most of the time, but yeah. They do.
No, that would be, I don't know. I feel like that could be a serious issue. But then again, we're not really competing for the same sizes and stuff.
You never know.
Very true.
I know some Bigfoot women out
there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bigger tings.
For sure. All right. Wow, I just... that didn't hit me until like a second ago. Moving on to bigger tings.
A lie.
Mr. Sean Goh. Alvin, Lawrence, you guys can turn your mics off and go watch the game.
Bye.
It'll just be me and Sean. So we've known each other for quite a while, a few years now. We share a best friend. I went to college with him. You went to high school with
Elementary
him?
School.
Damn.
Yeah, way back.
He wins.
So, yeah, I know. That's
He's
fine.
He's actually his best friend.
That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, Sean's the goal.
He was one of my groomsmen, so.
That's true.
And Sean didn't even show up.
I know, man. This guy went to SneakerCon Toronto. Jeezed. Whatever.
Sorry, I'm busy nowadays.
I know.
I guess that's my cue to leave.
And that was the shortest interview we've ever had.
It's the only one we've ever had.
All right. This is going to be awesome for the people who have commented and hit us up about origin stories and how much they miss them. So here we go, Sean. You ready?
Yep.
Lean in, Sean.
How long have you been in this game for?
12 years.
Sheesh. So what started in high school for you?
First year university.
Oh. Oh, damn. I'm aging you. I'm sorry.
Sean's 34 for about
plus 10.
12 years.
Some Asian jeans.
So what got you into sneakers?
It started when I was actually 12. My aunt's boyfriend at the time, who she's still with, gave me his pair of OG Playoff 12s.
Mm.
Sick.
So since then, well, I was a Jordan fan growing up anyways.
Yeah.
And then like having a pair of Jordans, it's like, whoa, I can fly now. You know what I mean?
That's so sick.
But like growing up, I never got Jordans from my parents or anything.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I started working and then had my own money and then just started.
So was that shoe at 12 years old what started for you now? In terms, like
it kind of started
planting
your
the seed.
Interest.
Yeah, planting the seed.
Okay,
and
okay,
me,
and then
got
it grew.
Me aware of like,
yeah.
What is this Air Jordan?
Yeah,
and then from there, I just kind of.
So, what did start it off for you? Like, what shoe?
The Jordan 20, actually.
Oh, nice!
I just somehow came across like an ad.
Yeah,
and then I think they had like the pods and stuff.
I'm yeah.
Like, oh, like, what the heck is
And
this?
At this point, you could start affording your own kicks.
Well, it started off actually my birthday, so my mom
sick
bought me the,
all
the
my gifts.
Very first Air
all
Jordan,
of the gifts
was, the Jordan 21.
Yeah.
So I was interested in the 20, but never had the chance to get them. And then she got me the 21s. And then after that, I got like the Mars 4s and then the Fire Red 5s
yeah.
and so on and so on.
Yeah, sounds about that time. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to make you reach back into your memory banks. Mm-hmm. Team Roche.
Roche,
oh,
yeah.
Team Roche.
That was your joint.
That was.
Want to tell the listeners what that was about?
Yeah, so I started in around 2006 buying shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then around 2010, I think that's when the Concords dropped, right?
Yep.
So right after the Concords, I planned to move downtown. So I was buying my own condo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then because of that, I sold off pretty much all my shoes except for like 10 pairs that were like my favorites at the time.
Do you remember what those 10 were?
Concord 11s. I don't remember.
10 pairs of Concord.
Fire Red 3s.
Yeah.
Flip 3s. Like some mm-hmm. random stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I kind of stayed away from shoes for about a year and a half. And then uh-huh. the Roshe got introduced in 2012.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then that kind of sparked the interest again. Started buying, you know, my personality. So I started going for like every color I can get. And then on Nike Talk, there was a thread for the Roshe.
Sick.
And then one of the guys, he's like the founding guy, I guess. He started Team Roshe. And from that, we moved it to Facebook. So where we could just kind of talk amongst each other and link each other to pairs that, you know, if Canada only got some or if the US only got some, we just help each other. And then one day we decided, let's start an Instagram.
There you go. So that's started, what I was waiting
right?
for.
Mm-hmm. So we started that. At first, it was us posting our own pictures.
Yeah.
Let's say there's 20 people in the team, 20 people following 20 people, right? So
yeah.
It's like
yeah.
nothing.
Yes.
And then somehow the shoe just
exploded.
Yeah, it just blew up.
Yeah.
And then... We were the
because
first.
Of your shots.
No, yeah. not even.
I remember first seeing your shots with Team Roche.
Was that where you?
That's when I first got introduced to your stuff. Or I started seeing your stuff. I think on your personal.
Yeah.
And then Team Roche.
This is before
is
we
what
met.
You led to. Yeah.
Cool.
Yes. So I was a fan of Sean Goh's before I actually got to meet him.
Nice.
So when I did meet him, it was a fanboy moment. I can't lie.
Who?
I can't lie. Sean Stopp.
Oh yes.
Yeah, Sean Goh.
Sean Goh. But yeah, so the Instagram blew up.
Yeah.
At our peak, it was probably like 300,000 followers. And then Nike took notice.
You got a collab.
Pretty much. They flew like 10 of us to Portland.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was surreal, right? Because I'm...
Like, that's still
that was
our
before
dream.
YouTube, before like my personal Instagram got like quote-unquote
bigger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that I'm just like some random dude from Canada flying to Portland, right? So...
Were you the only Canadian on that team?
I was. There was two of us, but I was the only one that got to go to,
oh,
to Portland.
Oh, so. Shit.
Hey.
That's so sick. You literally, you lived our dream.
And they gave you a shoe, right?
You got, yeah, they did. With like the Team,
logo
team Roshe
it.
Logo on the tabs and stuff like that.
So. That's fucked.
That's so sick. How many pairs
special
of
box?
Those were made?
Sorry.
Like no, it's just a Nike Sportswear box.
Do you still have them?
I do.
Of course.
Still special.
Are they numbered or anything special. Like cool like that? Or do you know how many there are?
There's 12, I think.
Oh, that's like super friends and family yeah. mm-hmm. Amount.
Did you wear them ever?
Never.
Never?
They're not touching the ground.
Oh, come on.
That's nuts. That's so cool.
Can I put this challenge out to you?
To wear them?
It can be indoors.
Review them.
and just do a backstory of it. Do like your YouTube video.
That's true, actually. That's a good idea.
That's good content, man.
Like
I got
throwback,
you.
Throwback Thursday.
And yeah. then you could Ooh. Be like, oh, Canada got soul. You know what I'm saying? and then, yeah, I want to, like, it'd be so sick to have you shoot shots of those.
It's a good idea.
For today.
I'll slide you your commission after that.
Let's go.
It's been a while, yeah, since you even.
Yeah.
Like, do you still, like, bump Roshes heavily or?
No, not really, man.
No?
Like, you never see those.
Do you still have screen. Any?
Probably like, have. You keep 15 pairs.
So yes, you have a lot yeah, of.
But
pairs.
At my peak, I was like 50 pairs.
What were your top five?
Number one's got to be the Team Roshe
AV
PE or whatever you want to call it.
Okay, so top five without those.
Calypsos.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
OG.
Remember those New York polka dot ones?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The.
Oh yeah, they had some really dope yeah. like England.
They went
yeah.
crazy on the road.
Yeah, they went
yeah,
in.
England would be up there.
Really?
That
okay.
England
yeah.
One.
Go on.
There's the.
Oh. Yeah, I just saw those in my head. Oh my god, those were sick.
Have you guys seen that Thunder Blue suede?
Mm-hmm.
The yeah. swoosh was like perfrated.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
it was there, and I don't even know.
They went in with materials, yeah, colors,
a ton of pairs overall. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that the Roche Run or now Roche One can make a comeback? Because they tried with the Roche Two, but it wasn't as like a classic of a point, silhouette.
The ship kind of sailed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like Nike was the first one to do a shoe like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a basic ass foam
that inspired and the mesh.
Yeah. A shoe.
Super affordable.
Yeah. Super affordable, cozy, not supportive at all, but just comfy. Like for
everyday wear. Oh my God. The amount of people. Can I run in these?
Back when it was called the Roche Run.
Yeah. That's why they changed it to Roche One.
Yeah.
People were busting their ankles. Oh my
God. This is when we get to retail technology talk and like educating the consumers. So no, you don't think they can make a comeback?
I don't think. If
Nike 10 years from now or whatever something? From now goes 10th anniversary of Roche Run
remastered.
Yeah.
Remastered.
With Arch support. Max.
Special box.
That's true to the OGs.
Same silhouette. Same mold.
Crazier things have happened, right? So never say never, but.
Yeah. Put it in the vault.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a while.
Okay, so. You mentioned about how crazy you purchase shoes. What is the ballpark of how many pairs you're at right now?
So I used to, the accountant in me, like that's my day job. Mm-hmm. I'm in finance.
Okay. Oh, so you have your mental inventory.
So I used to track it on Excel.
Like I got a spreadsheet.
Like what you paid and everything, like all that kind
data
of stuff.
Data purchase.
Yeah.
Like color code, size, everything.
Yep, but then accounts balance.
I kind of gave up after a certain point. So if I had to guess, I mean, I don't know. 300.
So it's like a storage locker thing.
Kind of like. Thanks. Shout out to mom and dad.
thanks for the basement. One.
Yeah.
I know that one. My bedroom at my parents' house still houses some of my shoes.
Do you? Because you buy or get gifted, buy whatever, all those like multiple pairs often. Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself like rotating your rotational, like selling a lot, or getting rid of, or gifting, or whatever? Like, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus and be like, all the brands, those things, Sean doesn't keep his shit.
It's okay. That was going to be like, one of my questions anyways.
No, like, I know what happens. Like, you run out of space and you can't keep everything that you have. So do you find yourself, like, getting rid of stuff often? Or are you like, a hoarder? Like, do you like to keep every fucking thing?
I'm a bit more of a hoarder.
Yeah.
But because I do live in a condo,
Obviously
space is an issue. So for that reason, then I
space
do
mostly.
Have to cut some stuff from time to time.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I think we're all hoarders.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can wear this one day a year.
We'll
I need it.
Collector. That makes us seem somewhat more tolerable.
Sane.
To our significant others. Hi, everyone. Hi, girls. So, Sean, what's your favorite silhouette?
All time.
Air
Jordan 3.
Ooh, Black Cement 3s. Sean Go quote. I don't have a quote. He said it was shoe of the year. Do you still believe that?
So far, so yeah, I think so.
Do you think anything can beat it for you?
Concord 11 is a strong argument.
Yeah.
Oh, that's later this year too. Yeah. Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah. How many Black Cements did you buy this year?
Five. Four. Oh, so close.
Four. How many did you have before that?
Eight.
I had SGO 8, but when they announced the re-release, I sold two.
So you're at five total now?
Yeah, but the one, I don't know, I might just like
carry the five.
Donate it or something.
It's like
divided
gone.
By two.
It's pretty destroyed. It's my rain shoes.
Yeah. Yep. I think we all have that now.
Yep.
I have one Black Cement 3. Yes.
From this year?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so your favorite silhouettes, you've already said Jordan 3, Jordan 11. What is the Sean Go evolution in sneakers? Whether it's silhouette, whether it's brand, what was the type of shit that you were into from 12 years ago from you started up until now?
Started with Jordans.
Okay.
Slowly morphed, not morphed, but I incorporated Air Max 1s and 90s into the collection. And then Black Box SBs.
Specifically Black Box?
That's when I started with SBs.
Oh, okay, okay.
Black, so I wasn't into it, like, I'm not going to pretend I was into it before that, but Black Box, and then after that was...
Hang on. Since the Dunk is our favorite shoe, I'm going to keep imposing it onto these guys. What was the SB Dunk? I'm curious. What was the one that you... Yeah.
I think it was the... Huff and Stuff. Ooh. I think. Yeah. Wow. Either that or Purple Pigeon.
Either way. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so sorry. Black Box, and then what was after that?
I think it just kind of held steady. Always had interest in like retro 90s basketball stuff, so I'd pick up Penny 2s here and there.
Foam Posits.
Pippin 1s, things like that. Yeah. But Tempos. Generally, it's Nike Air Max 190, and then recently, like the whole runner stuff. Right.
So it wasn't until recently. So it's fair to say it's not till recently you started branching off into
other brands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, would you say it's because of the position that you're in that you feel like you have to branch out into other brands, or?
No, not really. Like, I mean, even today, like, I don't really purposely go buy brands that I don't personally mess with.
Right.
I'll still stick to the brands that I'm actually interested in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'd be lying if I said hype isn't a factor, right?
Of course,
yeah, for sure.
With certain brands becoming more hyped in the past few years, you know, that kind of piqued my interest.
Adidas.
Yeah. Cough, cough.
After Nike and Adidas, which I think is most people's top two, like Nike / Jordan and Adidas, what would be your third top brand?
I would say New Balance, probably. Even though I don't really own too many, but I appreciate the look.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. New Balance is quality. Like, that's huge for them. Like, now, the made in USA stuff is...
Yeah. We've talked about on the podcast before about branching off into other brands and with it, like, correlating to your budget, possibly. Mm-hmm. Do you think... I just got to throw it at you because of that, what we just talked about. Do you think your budget kind of holds you back from branching off into other brands as much as you'd like to?
Yeah, I think so. Like, regardless of the size of your budget, at the end of the day, you have
priorities
and a set amount of money that you allocate to sneakers. Right? So, you mean, like, whether it's one shoe a month or one shoe a week, you still gotta rank things in terms of priority, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
Super true. Now, we already talked about your team Roche Roche Run. Mm-hmm. That is a prized possession. After that, what are your, like, utmost prized possessions that you have in your collection right now? Whether it's sentimentality, value, whatever. Because it's obviously value from your heart and mind or whatever. So,
what are your prized possessions? The White Cement 3 is my all-time favorite colorway of my favorite silhouette.
Really?
Yeah. So, those 88 threes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how did you feel when they put a swoosh on it on the side and called it JTHs?
I'm good with that. Like, you
got them, right? I got three. You did get three.
Two.
Well, maybe.
No, he got three. I'm pretty sure he got three pairs. But
so what's your favorite iteration of that shoe then? Because it's been
retro
maybe six times, I think, since its original time. Like, do you have a favorite?
I only owned, so was it 2012? And what was the one before
Or 11?
That?
2005? Three?
I think, yeah. So I had a pair of 2003s, which, like, crumbled.
Yeah, of course.
And then 2000 and...
Is it 11?
11.
11, and then, like, 2 years later was 88,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, for me, 88s is my favorite just because of the Nike Air.
The closest to the OG for you?
Yeah.
Do you own a pair of OG White Cement 3s?
No.
Do you have any desire to?
No, not really. I'm a...
Wearer.
Like to wear them guy.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm.
So then, okay, with that question, what is a grail for Sean Go?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It's like such an overlooked question.
I was listening to the listeners and you guys are trying to define what's a grail, right?
What do you think a grail is, Sean Go?
Let's throw it at you.
Yeah.
Go.
I'm not high-fiving you.
High-five myself, fucking asshole.
We're done here. We're done.
Thanks for tuning in.
This was the 8th episode of
You don't get to do that, Sean, okay? You're only the guest.
This will never air anyway. It's okay.
A grail to me is, I'd say if someone put a gun to your head and say, pick one shoe.
Sean's is violent.
I know.
Damn, that's
what would that one shoe be?
Really? So like,
it's not necessarily
something that you don't unattainable.
Huh. It's like the one that you would hold on to.
Yeah.
So to you, that would be the White Cement 3.
That is the White Cement 3s.
Yeah.
Okay. So then let me.
So wait.
Go for it. Go.
So you're saying if someone.
Go. I can't. I'm going to fade off into the distance now. I'm going to go watch the Raptor game.
Give him a second.
It's a commercial. All right, Lawrence.
So if we're saying someone has a gun to your head and you have like fucking undefeated fours
yeah.
and white cement threes.
Yes.
You're keeping white cement threes.
I am keeping the white cement threes. Because at the wow. end of the day, like, that's like the one, right? I don't know. Like, everyone has different motivations. Mm-hmm. For some people, yeah. it's the monetary
yeah.
value.
No, of course. Yeah.
Some people, it's like the shoe they grew up with. But for yep. me, it's just, I just love that look, love that colorway, and that's the one I would pick.
Why is it that colorway?
I don't know. It's just, I think I have a preference for white shoes over black. Mm-hmm. And
racist.
Three,
go on. let's keep this. We're yellow. The hello. Lawrence, the white guy hit that one.
Got it.
Yeah, but just the perfect balance of color and design. And
so just design
yeah.
it.
This just in, Sean Goh's not a hype beast. He passed the test, he can stay.
I know, right? Yes. Okay, so let me flip that grill question.
Yeah.
What is a shoe that is unattainable for you that you would like want real bad? That you so do
a grail
want
that you
bad.
Don't own.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, take it as our definition of grail and not have a gun to your head.
I'd like to say mags mm. just because of how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The auto lace ones, eh? But either or.
In the same sense, like it's not something.
Watch him end up with a pair just
kind of. I know, right? What's up, guys? Today I'm reviewing Nike
Air Mag. He has it under the table.
It's four pairs.
Just because.
But yeah, like it's not something I would actively,
hunt
realistically
for?
Think I could ever.
Right, right,
own,
right.
But I guess that fits into your definition.
It does, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Okay. What are some other things that you collect other than shoes?
We want to go down
yeah, this I do want to go down this because the listeners would like to know about you.
So currently I'm a Funko Pop collector.
Oh.
I don't know any
similar
of those.
To someone else in this pod.
Who's that? I don't know that guy. What voice am I putting on right now?
The embarrassed voice.
No, I'm not embarrassed at all. I embrace the shit out of my nerdity, if that's a word.
Nerdy.
I'm a closet nerd too, man, so
like, oh man, I'm well, I mean we full you
that's
you
kinda
post,
how we
this
sort
is
of
very
met,
true.
Right?
This is very true. The best friend that we have, the mutual friend that we have, is a comic book nerd. So there's that.
Yeah. So I started with comics, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And then Funko's wasn't until
2011. That's when I started
yeah,
collecting.
Yeah, I think you're a lot yeah. more of an OG than I am.
OG Funko.
That guy. Feels good to hear, but it's just for toys.
Just for $12 toys.
Shout out to Pogs, too. Pogs.
I've sold ooh, some Pogs. Of them for like over yeah. hundreds of dollars. Yo, Pogs? That game was lit, even though it really had no, like, real mechanics
you
to
mean,
it.
Bro, you take the stack, whatever slap falls when you hit it, you're straight. That's yours, dog.
I
you take it and run, dog.
I thought Alvin was going to put a thicker Toronto Man accent on that one.
Yo, my slammers are tight, eh? Like, yo, fam.
Pogs are semi-serious, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man.
Crazy yo, Bones.
Could you imagine?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, Crazy Bones.
Crazy Bones was fired off. Yo, Crazy Bones was sick, though. Don't even get me started on Crazy Bones.
Anyways, so yeah.
What else does
I mean,
Sean collect?
Sean posts full-blown shots of Funko Pops as well. You've done some pretty sick ones.
Which is brave. Like, I don't think people realize how, like, because even for us, if we don't post something that gets, like, good reaction from our following base.
You'll stop?
Not even they'll stop, but it's like, you feel like it's a risk. Like, you feel like you're yeah. there goes your engagement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
So it's not, I don't know if it's brave in a
it
sense.
It depends
but
on how much
like,
you care, I guess.
That's true. And it yeah. depends on your following, how much yeah. they actually support you. But, yeah. like, I noticed, well, from my personal, at least, like, the huge difference from
oh,
when
yeah.
I post, like, a pair of shoes to when I post, like,
for sure.
my face.
That's what he looks like?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's white. He gets negative likes.
Yeah.
I thought he was Filipino.
I didn't know you could yeah. do that. People like the photo just so they can unlike it.
But no, I like it. I like that you're like it because it's at the end of the day, it is your personal account.
True to yourself.
People don't realize that like you yeah. have a fucking life and it's Instagram.
So, just like, balancing right,
like,
yeah, between
food, travel, yeah. Funkos,
and you're something shoes. Of an artist too, huh?
A little bit.
In I can't my, lie. My I went. Days. I went through some of your older Instagram posts just to see what I could dig up.
What did I have there?
You had like portraits, sketches.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, like. Kobe, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you had Kobe sketches on it. You're
way
pretty
back.
Damn good, man.
I haven't drawn in a long time.
Was that the comic book influence coming out?
Yeah, it was.
Yay.
Getting those sketchbooks and just like drawing every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So other than Funko Pops and sneakers, anything else that you hoard? Or sorry, collect, my bad. I didn't mean to do that to you.
So let's see. Comics, Pogs, basketball cards, Funko Pops.
I thought you were going to stop at basketballs. You just have a bunch of basketballs.
You know, I collected Ralph Lauren polos back in high school.
Really?
Yeah. Yo, just, like, on that, color. On that Kanye West vibe.
Oh, pop in the collar.
Yeah. Yeah. You were that Asian kid, huh? Yeah. Some khakis.
I did not dye my hair blonde, though.
It was definitely spiked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. And then you have hella hats, fitteds.
Yeah, hats, yeah. Jerseys. Oh, yeah, basketball jerseys.
Mm. Oh, true.
I've been on that for the past couple of years, too. Yeah.
I've jumped on since Nike took over this year.
I just go thrifting always. Like, just buy any. I have, like, triple XL jerseys in my closet.
Yeah, but it looks dope, man.
Yeah.
It looks dope. Now, shoes aren't the only things you shoot, right?
I'd say for the most part it is.
But imaging.
Yes, I do have a side business where I do wedding photography.
Look at this. I'm just trying to straight promo your shit.
Yeah. Wow. Shout out to esimaging.ca.
So this actually kind of brings up something I was thinking about lately, because I just got back from vacation and I was thinking, like, yo, I want to fucking work at Disney World because it's fucking sick. And I was wondering what you guys, like, after shoes, because I feel like I don't want to imply that it is, like, your number one, but I think for most of us it would be, like, a number one dream career.
For sure.
Would be working within sneakers with some sort of way. Mm-hmm. But after that, what would be, like, number one for you guys? Company or, like, something? What do you think?
Working with the Raptors, or I'll take any NBA team.
Working in basketball,
like traveling with them, doing something.
Like, doing what, like photography, or
like
those guys that do the
like Nel Camp,
like Nelson. Yeah, those guys, yeah. Right? Like that's amazing.
That's the dream. Yeah. And he does this just for MLSC overall. He does the Leafs too, which is really cool, and TFC, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I'd be down to do the same for like Marvel, Disney, even DC Comics or Nike as a graphic designer.
I said not sneakers and Nike, I think.
Okay, so take those out. Take those out. But yeah, I'd love to do graphic design work for like Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. That would be sick. Marvel Studios and stuff. Yeah, bonkers.
How about you?
Other than number one dad.
How do we turn off your mic? If I knew how to turn off your mic, I would.
Just do the outro, please.
I don't know, man. I think my number one forever in life is just to have my own sneaker spot.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
a good idea. Like store?
Yeah.
Like a
store.
Shout out the plug.
Shout out the plug that we'll never get.
Alvin like, will be his own plug.
I mean, well, having,
Sean's going to work with the Raptors. Who doesn't need it?
I know, right?
No, that's it. Like, we'll have our store. Sean will work with the Raptors. They'll bring him over, spend all their money. Yep. It'll be a good thing, you know, take pictures with them and stuff. It'll be great. But no, man, like, I've worked at Foot Locker and it's been fun there, but it's still not the atmosphere that I would
want
to...
You want your own thing. Now you know what it's like and you want it to be your own thing.
Yeah, man. So I think that's still my number one thing, and just have like a little section for everyone to just chill. And,
for sure.
Yeah. You know?
I could just have my daughter there fucking selling you shoes.
I think that, like, remember when we talked about CGS dreams?
Yeah.
A couple episodes back, how how I dreamed that we'd have, like, a studio and we could, like, flip it like a retail space as well. Yeah, that'd be so damn sick. Okay. What keeps you into sneakers, Mr. Sean Go?
Good question. I think there's just always something new coming out. And, like, I'm a sucker for, like, new technologies. Mm-hmm. So you're always kind of wanting to try the latest and greatest.
So it just goes back to that collector in you.
Yeah. So that keeps things interesting.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for any up-and-comers that are trying to do the stuff that you do in the sneaker industry?
I think the most important takeaway that I could share is be true to yourself and find a way that you can kind of disrupt things based on a skill set that you have. Mm-hmm. So I mean, like, I'm not, like, you know, like a naturally, like, funny guy, so my videos aren't catered to be, like, entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Just straight knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
Just drop knowledge,
informational,
right? So if you're good at if you're good at video, then utilize that skill set to, you know, attack it, right?
Mm-hmm. Now it's known that you get seeded pairs. You also buy pairs. Let me just say that. Sean Coe's shoes...
He buys a lot.
...are not all free. Sean, what do you do if you're seated a pair and you're not really into it?
I think it's always you're just trying to find that balance between obviously maintaining that relationship with the brand or the company, but mm-hmm. at the same time, I do want to be transparent to a degree, right, to my yeah. audience, and yeah. they kind of expect that of me.
Right.
So it's a lot of like how you manage that message.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's certain ways you can spin things without totally, you know,
yeah.
crapping on yeah. the shoe. Right?
It's just constructive, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's the word I was thinking
of. So, I mean,
of,
like,
yeah.
for example, if it's a shoe that I personally don't love, then yeah. I could say it could be good for someone that,
yeah.
you know, is ABC, but yeah. I'm XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what
I
mean?
Have you ever had any situations where companies would clap back at you for...
No, so far it's been positive. Nice. Yeah, yeah, positive feedback. And
sick. Yeah. That's good to hear. Now, do you have any future plans / goals for your channel of sorts?
It's an interesting question. Like, a lot of people ask me this, and for me still, even at this point, it's still just like
keeping it steady,
a passion yeah. project, mm-hmm. and I have no nice. Intentions of like taking it to the next level, aka
career.
Doing it full time.
Yeah,
that's a good thing about it currently because I do have a full time job, yeah. and everything I get from Instagram and YouTube is just mm-hmm. like gravy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So I'm enjoying the benefits, but not. It's depending just, on it to pay my bills.
Absolutely.
Right? All out yeah. of love.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, I'm just going to ride the wave and see where it goes.
That's sick.
So you don't have it like plans? I don't even know where it would go to.
Like, a lot of people telling me, like, oh, sell merch. But I'm like, nah, I don't know.
Do you what? Really want a shirt your that face? Says Sean?
Yeah. Or like have your shots or whatever?
Name on it. SGO8.
Yeah. Like maybe down the road. But as of now, I have no intention of doing that.
Because yeah. the only thing, like, for us, I can see because we haven't gone to YouTube yet. So that's the only yeah. thing I could think of expanding for us. But, like, mm-hmm. you've got Instagram going steadily with your mm-hmm. photography. You have your blog now, which is seangoe.ca.
Yep.
.com. And the YouTube. So, yeah, the only thing I could think of would be merch. Mm-hmm. Unless you were just selling prints yeah. of your shots.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. But
oh,
I think
even if you need, because you own the photography.
Yeah.
If you, well, I don't know if Nike would allow you to print their shoes exactly, on yeah. shirts.
That's edit true. Out
yeah.
the
smoosh.
Yeah. yeah.
Blur it out. Oh, blur it out, bro. Mm.
So why are all of your shots just outsoles now? No branding on it. That's all I got for Sean. Alvin, Lawrence, do you guys have anything for him?
Would you want to make photography a career? Because you're awfully good at it. And you have a side job right now, but do you think you could, you have a passion enough and
blast it off
enough to want to do it as a career? Because it is very possible. A lot of people do it as a career.
To be completely honest with you guys, a part of me is kind of scared of how
it would work.
Like, no, not how it would work. It's more of how I will view photography if that becomes like a full-time job.
If you get paid for it.
I don't want to like wake up and be like, damn it. Like, I gotta shoot
this.
Yeah. The yeah. moment it feels like a chore. It's,
like today, it's like, damn it. But. You know, it's not my job, so I'll push it.
I'm sorry you had to come all the way here to do this podcast. We won't ask you to come next time. It's okay.
Yeah, so in that sense, I mean, I'm kind of hesitant.
Mm.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Because you can tell, like, not in a bad way, but you can tell that it's your side gig because all your shots are at night.
Yeah.
Like, you have a 9-to-5, you have a summer. Life, and then, yeah, until it's summer, yeah.
And like, then the sun stays up yeah, until after her
like,
shift.
You can tell you have a life, and you're, like, shooting at night on the side, which yeah. is cool, because, like, it's literally just because you're doing it because you love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, like, that's why I was wondering, like, would you want to do it? Because I feel like a lot of people assume you do it as a career.
Yeah,
because you do it
they
well,
do.
And you have the yeah. side gig, so, like, if you wanted to blast that off. But I understand what you mean, yeah. where it's, if it's a chore, then you don't want to ruin it for yourself.
Exactly.
Same with sneakers, though. You don't want it to turn into a chore.
For sure.
Like, with anything.
I think about it all the time. Even with graphic design. Like, graphic design is my 9-to-5 now.
Mm-hmm.
But what I look for in terms of, like, my escape for graphic design is working on projects that I, like, want to work on.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside of work. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I get to do Canada Got Soul stuff, or when I do flyers for Soul Exchange, and I get to do just different fun things and logos and stuff for friends. That is the escape. But that inspired me to ask another question for up-and-comers, actually. It doesn't really take much to start this type of thing, does it?
No, not at all.
How did you start, like, this whole thing? Like,
what's the Sean Goh starter kit?
Yeah, what even got you into...
Like, what's five things a guy needs to be Sean Goh?
or what clicked in your head and said, I can take shots of these shoes?
It started with like those point and shoot, like I don't even know, like 6-megapixel cameras
yeah.
from like 2003. Mm. It just at the starting point, it was just for me to visually document how the shoe looked when it was dead stock.
So I'm assuming you're self-taught?
Yeah, self-taught. Oh, so nice. Literally, wow. I just put it on top of my dresser, snap, and then just so that I have it, a picture of it dead stock, right? And then over time, it just sort of just evolved. Yeah. And then I just self-taught my ways.
Would you say out of photography, you started to get more of an appreciation for your sneakers?
Yeah, I'd say so.
In terms of viewing it, details, and looking at the little things.
I'd look for different ways to tell different angles to, you know, take the picture and show off the highlights of the shoe.
Just going to ask, do you ever get like photographer's block? Like, do you ever like struggle to find like that shot or creative like, that angle? Or,
yeah, definitely.
Because you're shooting like often, like you post like at least once a day for the most part, I think. So like, is it hard for you sometimes to find like that new spot or like whatever? Because I know you live downtown, so I know most of the stuff probably is in the vicinity of your condo, but like, are you actively searching, like trying to find that new shit or...
I would say it's actually more of a positive struggle. Like I do enjoy just kind of roaming around downtown and just finding new backdrops and locations to snap the shoe, right? So that's part of the thing that I enjoy. It's just kind of like me time, right?
Do you ever ever have like a set of shots and you just go, "Damn it, I got to reshoot this shoe."
Like you didn't get any that you like. No, like for now, like you go out and like do a sesh or whatever and you come back home and you're like, you look at them on the computer like, "Yo, these all suck." Mm. I need to go back out.
No, because he's that.
Or is that
good.
Just a me? Is that just a me problem?
No, I run into that too all the time.
Really, it's more of a like I shoot until I know it.
You got enough.
One, at least one. Okay, that's like the money shot.
Yeah,
I can't see where I'm going anymore, but I don't have any good shots yet. Okay, so back to not taking that much to start it off.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do you allocate to this side love passion of yours?
Well, throughout the day, like I'll refresh my channels and stuff just to respond to people and things like that. And in terms of the actual video production and photo taking, it's about on average an hour
a day
on average.
Now a total a week, how many hours do you put it
in? Well, one times seven, if I'm not mistaken.
No, but in terms of in like filming and editing video as well, what does that add up to?
Yeah, all that included is usually around 7 to 10 hours a week.
Nice. 7 to 10 hours, jackass.
He literally did the to 10 just so you didn't feel like shit.
No, it's because we had a conversation about it before and he said 10 hours as well. fuck. I hate you so much, but I literally walked into that brick wall. Okay.
One a day.
So where do you see this going for you? Just steady as it goes?
Steady, yeah.
Wherever it blows, wherever the wind blows?
I do have to say, though, YouTube did open a lot of doors.
Really?
So my Instagram is just kind of chugging along, and it's still chugging along. But then once I started the channel 2 years ago, that's really when brands would start like contacting me and sending me stuff. And
really,
A lot of it, I think, I don't know if you agree or not, has to do with consistency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 or 3 a week reviews kind of thing, shots every day, like just the consistency of the reviews and everything keeps you going. Like you think the brands, that's what they want?
Yeah, I like to think so.
Then how much of what you have right now is you reaching out versus brands reaching you?
It's 100% they're reaching out to me.
Jeez!
So anyways.
Sean, like when you first started, did you reach out at all?
No, I didn't even know people do that.
Man, that's so sick. That's so sick. Well,
people
actually
do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People actually do that.
I don't know anybody specifically.
Well, we don't.
Yeah, no, I think once or twice we've done it. But it's not like, you send us stuff.
Please.
It's like, is there any way we can like work together? Like anything you want to do to work together kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. True. It's a different story.
I want to ask you guys, though. Like, Canada Got Soul is a pretty big presence in the Canadian sneaker scene. Do you guys feel like...
Well, that's an honor hearing that from you. Thank you very much.
Do you guys feel like there's potential for this to be much, much bigger?
I do.
Would you guys like try... I know you mentioned YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. That's the next logical step. And then what's the 10-year roadmap?
Oh, 10 years. The dream would be to have it as the full-time thing. Just continue creating content.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. We'll see. We're like the same as you. Just steady as it goes.
Right. Yeah.
Stay consistent. See where the wind blows. See what comes out of it. Just because we're not... At the moment, we're actually not generating like revenue at a constant stream.
Right.
But yeah, no, that would be the dream, to get YouTube going and then just keeping it consistent in terms of content with everything that we do.
Just ride the wave, see where it goes. Like this whole everything we've done up until this point has just been organic. Like it's never been like we need to do this now. It's just been like, yeah, you guys want to fucking make crew necks? Yeah, sure, let's make some fucking crew necks. Like whatever it's been, it's just been like an idea that we want to pursue. It's never been forced. So it's as things pop up or as things are presented in front of us, we'll just kind of ride it and see how it works. And then if we end up somewhere cool one day, we do. If not, then we had a fun time.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, same. We'll see you in 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll have a reunion episode of True Designs in 10 years.
Could you imagine if we're still doing the podcast in 10 years?
That's like what? At least 20 episodes.
You are now listening to the 10th episode.
We just take a massive hiatus.
9-year hiatus.
Because we made it. We made it to 10 years of this podcast. All right, that's all I got. Thank you very much, Sean Go.
Thank you for a lot.
For reaching and being a part of this episode.
Thank you guys for having me.
Means a lot. Thank you, Bram, for the theme song.
Yep.
Thank you to the Montreal Brothers Sneaker Podcast.
You're.
And my brothers, Matt and Zach, for the mentorship.
You're.
Have you guys heard of Net Magnetism?
Who?
That guy's cool.
Have you guys heard of his Series 1 building kits?
Mm-hmm. Have.
Mm-hmm. So if you guys want 35% off of their Series 1 build kit, there's a discount code you can use at checkout. It's Canada Got Soul, and you'll get 35% off of that cool little kit. It's like a Lego set almost, Jordan, but I don't want to say it's Lego because it's
not copywritten.
But it's actually pretty freaking dope.
Very cool. Yeah.
And apparently Season 2 is coming soon.
Something said.
In a month or so, something like that. Thank you to the listeners. Let us know what you think. Any suggestions, questions. This is True to Size. We are a weekly podcast, or sort of. We release every weekend for the most part. If you have any suggestions for the fire round for the next episode, please hit us up in the DMs or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Where's Spotify?
I took it out of the list. review and give us stars on iTunes and on YouTube. If you could please drop us a like, comment, and subscribe. There's also a Facebook group that we have, I think. Facebookgroup.com/groups/cgs.talk. Sean Go posts up his reviews every now and then. I think he's the only one that posts. Yeah. and then some people also raise some discussions, and we talk about stuff that we want to sell. Visit canadagotsoul.ca for our latest pieces. You can find me at _Spooner with no E, Lawrence Hopkins. Where can they find you?
You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram, no E.
There's an E. Alvin Martinez.
At Mr. Q Mart. And there's probably an E there too.
I keep thinking about it. And Sean Go, where can everyone already find you?
On Instagram at sgo8, also no E.
That's a real one though.
And what's your YouTube?
It's a good question.
It's search bar. Sean Go reviews.
Pretty sure it's youtube.com/SeanGo.
Sean website.
What's going on, CGS?
Oh,
fam?
What is
wow,
that?
Wow, that was whoa, premature. That was so awkward. I'm very sorry.
We're new.
We haven't done this before.
No. Oh man, it's that week off. It's throwing me off.
I thought we were done.
Oh god.
Should I shut up now?
okay, so he doesn't know his YouTube channel. But yeah, we are CGS. You can find us at Canada Got Soul. Oh god, I'm so distraught right now. We are CGS and we are out. Peace. Remember to rock your kicks. Peace out, guys. Talk to you real soon.
Deuce.
Bye.
See ya.
Sean, stop.
Oh, man.
Thank you for stopping by.
Now go home.
Oh, what a rough ending. Good God. What the hell happened there?